Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
on the line. Some of the phone numbers are not familiar to me. Those are not the numbers I believe that I received. So I'm going to open up some lines, and I'm not sure exactly who I'm going to be opening up initially. But before we begin, we want to remind you that the views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect that of Center Stage, the host, or our advertisers. With that out of the way, let me introduce my guests. And I'm hoping everybody's on the phone line. I see Thelma Tormina. She's with the 912 group out of Houston. We also are supposed to be hearing from, let's see, what's his name? Jason Smith. He's the co-owner of FR33DM Arms. It's a family-owned online firearm sales company. Also, Paul Stocker is supposed to be with us. I don't know if I see him on the line yet. We also have Mr. Mike School. He's with the Facebook page Prepare to Take Back America, or Prepare to Take America Back. And we have Mr. Jonathan Maxwell. He is the author of Murderous Intellectuals. And then we're supposed to have Mr. Glenn Burgess, Sr. So I'm just going to open up phone lines initially, and I really want you to tell me tonight whether you're for or against a ban on assault weapons, and why. I think we have Erico 281. I think that's Thelma. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. You know, Thelma, I know you've been very, very vocal about about this issue. So tell us, what do you think tonight?
Well, the Second Amendment, unfortunately, people in this country really don't know, or the majority of people, I should say, don't know what the Second Amendment truly meant. It really isn't for protecting ourselves against criminals. It's the real reason is to make sure we have protection against a tyrannical government. So I have a problem with any ban on any weapons, especially any kind of firearms. And the largest reason being, and I heard this argument on television the other day, they said, well, if the Army came after you, how do you think you're really going to stop them? Well, that was the whole point of our founding fathers giving us the right. So they really shouldn't be banning any weapons in the hands of Americans, as far as I'm concerned. You're going to have nuts no matter where you live, no matter what you do, and they'll find a weapon to kill people if that's what their intent is.
Yeah, I totally agree. We're going to open the line of Jonathan Maxwell because I recognize the number. Good evening, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's your view on whether or not that we should allow the government to ban assault weapons?
Well, I've always considered myself to be a big supporter of the Second Amendment myself, but at this point, I think we have to ban assault weapons. I think that too many people have indicated that they don't have the sense of responsibility to handle guns. So reluctantly, I think we have to do that. I think there have been too many massacres committed. It seems to be a daily occurrence, gun violence, and I think a lot of it is actually preventable. And while I'm certainly not in favor of banning all guns, I think that it says a lot that in Europe, where owning a gun is much rarer, gun violence is actually quite rare itself. So I think one big problem in America is that there are too many guns. Again, while I'm certainly not wanting to ban all weapons, I think that banning assault weapons would certainly be a good start. And I don't say that with any enthusiasm. I think that too many Americans have proved that they don't have the sense of responsibility to have the right to bear arms. Too many people just can't handle the responsibility, I'm afraid.
Okay, I'm going to open up area code, the phone lines of area code 816. If you're one of my guests, I don't recognize your number, but I'm going to open your line. Area code 816-977. Good evening, you're on Center Stage.
Good evening, this is Glenn Burgess, Sr.
Hi, Mr. Burgess, how are you?
I'm doing
talking about.
That's great. And your view on whether or not the government, or we should allow the government to ban assault weapons?
My concern is that the first lady that spoke about the purpose of the Second Amendment is indeed to protect ourselves from the government.
Unimaginable that we would sit and put our our children and our fellow citizens at risk just because of a mandate or a rule that was put in place 200 years ago. And the only reason we continue to embrace this, the only reason that I hear, and this is the same reason that's been expressed tonight, the only reason that we should continue to allow assault weapons to exist is because we decided to 200 years ago.
No, wait. Terry, I gotta say something.
Okay, so
listen, it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not the Founding Fathers live here or not. It doesn't have anything to do with whether their children are here or not. Our children are here. The reason for the Second Amendment has nothing to do with just living in the era of the Founding Fathers. The reason we have a Second Amendment is to make sure that the citizens in this country are armed so we can never, ever subject our children to be taken over and live in slavery. That is the difference, my dear man. It has nothing to do with living back at the time of our Founding Fathers.
But I would argue that the children are living in slavery now just because of out-of-control criminals.
Oh, stop it. How about if we teach morality to our nation again? That would stop this stuff. The guns don't kill people. People kill people. It doesn't matter whether they have a gun or a knife. If they're going to kill somebody, they're going to kill somebody.
Yes, but a gun makes a person much, much more dangerous.
How many
knife fatalities do we hear about in this country? How many knife fatalities?
You don't hear about all of the knife fatalities. You don't hear of all of the fatalities.
This is just like
a huge plane crash. Pay attention to the ones that are large.
This is not like a huge plane crash or any other unnatural event. When a plane crashes, it's because it's defective. If there's a storm,
no, not necessarily.
Nobody's interrupted you. When a plane crashes, it's because it's defective. The other example that you're giving are the same way. When a gun kills, it's doing it by design. The second thing is, this is not about a nation and keeping people in slavery. These are all false arguments that people use to embrace a gun culture. You're not in threat of your country coming to your house.
Yes, we are.
You know what you're in threat of? You're in threat of going to the mall and being mowed down by an assault rifle. That would be your concern.
You are as big a threat as Germany was in the 1930s. And the first thing that nation did was to take away all of the arms from the people. Do you really think that Hitler would have gotten away with what he got away with in that nation if those people were armed? No, he would not have. And I'm sorry, I'm an American. I have a right to defend myself
banning all guns. Nobody is talking about banning all guns.
Look,
I think we're just talking about reasonable gun control here.
No, that's not where we're headed.
The slippery smoke argument is always the argument used by everybody against whatever they disagree with. They never want to move in any direction that they disagree with because they take it to a logical, absurd conclusion that if you do one thing, you have to, if you ban assault rifles, you have to go all the way to you take up all the state knives. It's just a way of keeping the argument stagnated. Nobody is talking about banning all weapons. Nobody wants to come to your house and take your gun.
One pull of the trigger, one bullet comes out. ACA Gun Control Act. You can look it up. The amendment was added in the 80s under Ronald Reagan. They amended that Gun Control Act, and they banned automatic weapons. Now, in Switzerland, they have automatic weapons. They're allowed to have hand grenades because they do not have a standing army. So if they get invaded, they just call the troops up from the masses, and they form a militia. But we do not have assault weapons in this country. Every child. If people are lost when they talk about assault weapons. He did not hold down the trigger and all those bullets were coming out at once.
Okay, so the government...
People are lost on what that word means.
Listen to me, caller. So the government all week has been saying that they're going to ban assault weapons?
Define the term to me. Because, see, if you're going to ban semi-automatic, that includes handguns as well. Virginia Tech, 30 bodies dropped dead. Don't interrupt me. 30 bodies dropped, and it was from two handguns. If you're talking about seconds, people going to call the police, wait 20 minutes. Every second the ticks by, drop bodies are dropping. You have to meet lethal force with force.
Okay, but Tom, are you...
The funniest thing to me is the president has $1 million Secret Service protecting him that's with weapons, but we want to have this argument.
That says you cannot own this type of gun, but it's okay for you to own this.
slavery all over again. And this is going to happen right after they take all your guns and you have all your little liberal fun, and then you're going to be enslaved. So I know liberals are going to win. I have no doubt about that.
Well,
if you believe the way
why,
I believe. But I'm just telling you, you can take out a lot of people not that effective. But when you're fighting the type of paramilitary type of force like that, you can take out multiple people, and you don't have to really worry about a lot of problems with it. But with the semi-automatic, you can't, you know. And the thing is, I mean, they went to 3-round bursts with the M16. So even unloading a full clip with an automatic weapon, the recoil is not difficult. But that's what you can do with that Bushmaster. You know, the next you start charging, you just pop, 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 pop. You know, and then they drop dead, you hit them in the head, and it's all good.
So what happens then? What happens if the owner of the assault weapon happens to be mentally ill? I mean, that seems to be the big problem here. Too many people who own these assault weapons should not have them. They're paranoid.
Exactly.
And
how
many
people
are
determining who's mentally ill and who's not?
And how many people live on the south border of Texas, next to the Mexican drug cartel?
We're gonna make a policy in this country because 30 people live in a rural area next to Mexico. Now 330 million Americans have access to assault rifles because two people down near the border may one day be overrun by drug dealers.
Gary, can I say something?
For example, people love to exaggerate everything. They love a big strong military.
Are a harm and a detriment to American lives. So we're looking at a subset of those numbers. And what we're
we do is we grandfather in and we stop selling them. Hold on. Wait a minute. If you own these weapons, you get to keep them. We will no longer manufacture them. We will no longer import them. We will no longer create them. If you got them, you get to keep them, but they will not be produced or sold or provided or proliferated in this country going forward. As far as the black market, we have a black market of everything. And cocaine is illegal, but there's a black market.
Yeah,
but
that's
what
I'm saying. Exactly. It's not going to do anything. Situation.
much gets resolved. Not much we can really do. Plus, let the civilians own guns. That's what they need to do.
Another issue in the black community is the high dropout rate among black kids.
Yeah.
That's another problem. High unemployment is another problem. Activities with kids in the inner city is a huge problem. Now,
but just because they don't have a job doesn't mean that I go out and shoot somebody now. I'm not going to let you.
Also, we have a problem in this country where the judge automatically grants custody, unless there's some good money spent on defense, automatically grants custody to the woman, and when I think it should be joint custody. Because I believe these fathers need to, either they're going to be there 6 months out the year for their child, or they need to be going to jail.
Now, Carmina, you were saying something, and then we're going to go to area code 302-366.
All that stuff affects your gun violence.
Only thing I wanted to add when you're making the race affiliation, isn't it kind of sad because in actuality our politicians are using this tragedy to push a political point, and in all reality they should not be using this as that type of event. I mean, this is something that should have been discussed and should be discussed in a rational manner, not when there's such high emotions in regards to the parents of these children and the situation that was created by one individual, which I might add did not own the gun. You may classify him as mentally ill, but he never owned the gun. It was his mother's gun. So what are you going to do? Now, because you have a mentally ill child, you're going to say that someone can't own a gun? That's ridiculous.
And I agree. You know what?
What I'm trying to illustrate is this really banning assault.
somebody who's not allowed to fly on a plane.
Oh, my
because
Lord.
He's a threat. He's a threat to the people on the plane.
You're a threat to being alive.
Okay. The pilots are authorized to have weapons on the plane. But what I'm saying is, look, folks, I believe there will be a civil war, and we'll take the guns, and then all this end of the world stuff will go down. But it's impossible to have this type of tyranny in the Book of Revelation in this country with all these guns around. There's going to have to be some kind of civil war. It's going to have to be big.
I agree.
All these weapons off the streets. So.
Well, I agree with that. I think that's the reason this whole ban on assault weapons is coming up, because eventually, I believe they will take up all the guns. I really do believe that. I think that's why we have to be careful. Ban on assault weapons. He said it's time to act now. He said Health Hospital to once again provide the help for the mentally ill so desperately needed here in this country. Do y'all agree with that?
I just sent that politician a letter in the mail for his perfect world utopia. It is so cushy and sounds so comfortable. It's like a brand new Cadillac with the cushy seats in it, and it's got the smell, the brand new smell of the new car. It just sounds so lovely. Unfortunately, in the real world, we have real terrorists in this world that do not care about your laws, do not care that you're an upstanding citizen of society, and they're on psychotropic drugs. 60 million Americans on psychotropic drugs, and they are playing violent video games that your government allowed to be in the country, and they are desensitized to homicides and murders. And they get crazy and act out what they see. So the First Amendment is the video game situation. That's a play and play in there as well. But for everybody who wants to go and grab a gun, look, folks, Book of Revelation, your dreams are going to come true. I guarantee you, they're going to grab everybody. All they're going to get it all. So it's going to come true. Your fantasy will come true. It will.
Policy. You cannot deal with policy. Use an extreme example. No, our TSA has
coming out of the army, going into teaching. Do you understand?
a policeman or armed security. I am all for that, but I am not for arming teachers.
Okay, really, Harry, I just want to ask one quick question of this one that doesn't want to arm teachers. Do you own a handgun?
I do. I own two.
You own two, and did you take licensing courses to get those guns?
I did not.
You did not. So, see, you can't appreciate someone who's been trained to carry a gun. Well, if you can, then you should be able to trust an adult that you trust your child to all day long in school. I would certainly think you would want them to be able to protect that child.
No. See, let me explain why. I have been trained in geometry, but I wouldn't be trusted doing geometry. We're trained in a lot of things that we're not necessarily good at. So if you want to take Mrs. Jones,
I can't take this guy.
Okay,
well, just take him.
You're excited to hang up.
Should they just close that loophole altogether? You just don't buy guns, period.
not an opportunity for a background check to be done.
There have to be background checks, absolutely. That's going to have to be a requirement in all these gun shows. Shut the gun shows down, no. I mean, it's a very lucrative market after all. And, you know, gun owners do have the right. But there absolutely has to be some sort of common sense. We absolutely need to have background checks.
I agree. Yeah, I think I agree, too, because they could be guys that got out of prison from shooting up the whole place, scooped the whole club and everything. They just got out and go right to show.
Think that's where they're going to go to get their gun? I mean, come on, guys. Come on.
Well,
get real.
Studies have shown that a very small percentage of people that, not even a percent of understand that buy guns or gun shows that should now. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to prevent. It's not going to. I mean, yeah, he can still get it underground. And that's
right.
That's the thing about it. All these laws, when they go underground, it's like it doesn't even work. It doesn't work, and it's almost like, yeah, you want to support it, but then when you think about the black market, you're like, damn, we're just wasting our time. We just need to blow heads off and call today.
But see, the
black market in Mexico, for example, has some of the strictest gun laws on the planet. But in the last 6 years, you had over 53,000 civilians murdered by the cartel. Now, it's almost impossible for the average Mexican citizen to get a gun.
And if you don't change the hearts and minds of the American people, they're going to keep this. A black market exists where the hearts and minds of the people are.
Exactly.
Like marijuana, it wouldn't exist if people didn't care about it. They care about it because it's illegal. When you ban something, it becomes extremely popular.
Well, if that's the case, why don't we just eliminate all laws? Let's just eliminate all regulations.
Well, the truth is, all causing a lot of violence, though. That is true. I'm not
saying eliminate all laws. I'm saying let's take an intelligent look at what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about. No one's saying eliminate all laws.
Yeah, I'm not eliminating somebody going to jail for murder.
Try to ask the question before I open these phone lines back up this time. CNN Light of the
society.
Yes.
A citizen should not. All you are doing, you agree. All you are doing is making a distinction from a broader perspective of the law. And all we are saying is this is not about your Second Amendment, right? This is not about taking up guns.
I'm just wondering, do you understand that this has been done so many times in
total abolition of guns. Nobody is talking about that.
They are talking about it.
Right.
That's the problem. Yes, they are.
A small majority, they will get nowhere.
Argument to make is that you're a
political. No, are we now? Yeah, we are.
said that the only people that could vote were landowning white males. That was my point. So when we looked at these founding fathers as being the see-all, hear-all, be-all, just be aware that you, that you're defending them, they also saw you incapable of having the power to vote.
No. Do you know why? Can you even answer why?
That was the culture back then.
It wasn't just that. The reason why is because
you
know, father,
they felt like you shouldn't be able to vote and my forefathers should be slaves.
Okay, oh, my God.
Okay.
You know, let me just
and we're getting off subject just a little bit. Let me just switch gears. Just real quick here. Seeing that we're down to our last 30 minutes, one question. If, let's just say, if they were to ban assault weapons and they took up all the guns, that's not going to stop a situation like what occurred. Because if it's not guns, want to be somebody making a homemade bomb and strapping it to their bodies or
yep.
Drop it? You know, so is really banning assault weapons that's going to really fix anything? If somebody is determined to commit mass murder, aren't they really going to still commit mass murder? You know, they're going to just figure out another way to do it.
That's been my whole point the whole show, and that's why I wanted to go on TV in front of all the American people. Saying it's an assault weapon. We don't have them. We don't shoot automatic weapons at the gun range.
I think Jeffrey made the point that just because the law is not absolute, there's no reason to just dismiss the law.
Isn't that the point that you made, Jeffrey?
But what I was saying was that they're not automatic. Assault weapon by world definition
no,
is an automatic weapon.
I mean, Kerry's point. I know. I heard you. Kerry's point that because this law would not address this or would not totally solve the problem, should we not have it? Now, I think it was Jeffrey that mentioned earlier that no law solves all problems. A murder is against the law, and we have laws against that. Rape is against the law, and we have laws against it, and it still happens. Speeding is against the law and people still speed. Because things will continue to occur, there's no reason to not banish it or no reason to not make it unlawful.
I just think that too many people have proven that they cannot hold the responsibility for carrying a semi-automatic weapon.
Well, I agree.
Some people have proven that they cannot handle that sort of responsibility. And
may I say something
too many
about
people
that?
Are killing. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to point out that, that first of all, assault weapons, as far as murder rate, crime rate, is a very, not even a percentage of all the murders that we see with handguns, all that serious. And secondly, to arbitrarily pass a law banning assault weapons when assault weapons are not the problem, and it's clear that a ban on assault weapons was not. Massacre in the school is a pointless law. It's a good law that's only going to affect those who keep the law. So on the same logic, then, as far as folks who are unable to have enough responsibility to deal with assault weapons, you can say the same thing about liquor. There's a lot of people that cannot handle their liquor. They kill a lot of people on the highway. So, I mean,
we do have laws to regulate that sort of behavior. I just think that what you're saying is that since some people are going to do these things anyway, let's just abandon all the laws. And I just think that's completely dangerous.
For that very reason, to answer your question, I am very much
JFK, if the same people, let's say JFK was real, if that
the same people that pulled off 9/11 and this? Oh, you guys are done. We might as well pack the show up and everybody go home.
If you folks hate the American government so much, maybe you should move elsewhere. Maybe you should move to Iran.
Stop it.
I didn't say it was all true. It's just being realistic. I think
the issue for me is not whether or not you can trust the government or not. I think what we do, and it's very convenient for us, it's a very natural human behavior to take what comes natural to us, our own wishes, what we would like to do, the way we want the world to be. We take that position and then we validate it with whatever gets us to sleep at night.
Target.
a security guard.
That's going to be more jobs for people.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
No, not for a gun. No, I'm a foodie. My point is, when I went and bought the gun, I was in and out in 20 minutes, and 15 of those minutes was picking out the gun. For 5 minutes, I filled out an application, name, address, basic information, had I a criminal background. They ran a test on me, was had I ever been declared psychologically unfit or in the mental institution. And then after I did that, they ran a background check, and I was out the door. 30 minutes.
You know, Janet, if the NRA is asking for a mental health database, for the history of mental illness, you go in the database. And I understand about privacy concerns, but I think on this point, the NRA is correct. We need a sort of mentally insane person directory. So if you have a long history of mental illness, when they're doing the background check, they will say that you're part of the database, and you will not be able to purchase a gun.
And how
I understand about privacy concerns, but I think that's a common sense solution, or at least, you know, a partial answer to the problem.
You do know there's very many AK-47s floating all over this country. You do know that, right?
Here, can I ask a question?
Rape is floating all over this country. Murder is floating all over this country. Yeah, I just want to let you guys know that, you know, the Putin and Chavez opened up a new AK-47 plant. These guns are manufactured all over the planet. It's a plant.
I think
that
lady had a question. One that she wanted to make.
Yeah, I just, and I may have forgotten it. Let me think.
Situation. I think we ought to consider security guards
in schools and perhaps other institutions as well. And if that fails, we might want to consider banning assault weapons. Does that mean that we should do it automatically? No, but I think we should have a discussion. I think all ideas should be on the table. And let me make this quick. I know some harsh words have been said tonight, but, you know, let's try to respect each other's opinions.
I agree. Glimmer?
If I sounded harsh myself, I sincerely apologize for that.
No, you're good.
I think that the assault weapon ban would be ineffective as far as protecting our kids in schools. I am for what the NRA suggested today as far as working on ways to security in schools as realistic as far as helping curb the problem. There's no perfect issue. I think we need to think about the lives that were lost last week and put our precious society. Real solutions, meaningful solutions, like the president mentioned last Friday, in order to prevent this from happening again, if possible.
Did I get everybody?
Steve.
Okay, Steve, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know I've been cruel and mean tonight, folks, but the thing is, it's just important that we protect our women and children. I mean, if I have to lay somebody down to do that, then that's sad, and so be it. But no. Because assault, you know, it's not defined, the terminology is not defined right. I don't even need to get into all that again. But you live by the sword, you die by the sword. So if you're grown enough to shoot one, be grown enough to take the bullet from one.
I don't think you've been mean or cruel. I think you're just passionate about your beliefs.
I want the women and children protected above all else.
We're all looking for solutions, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, God bless everybody. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Well, if that's going to have to be the final word, I'd like to say thank you to all of my guests, Steve, Richelieu, Jonathan, Glenn, and Selma Tormina. Listen, a reminder, y'all, the views and opinions of our guests tonight do not necessarily reflect that of Center Stage, the host, or our advertisers. Also, y'all, if you'd like to advertise here on Center Stage, if you like what we do, send me an email at centerstageradio@yahoo.com. Again, the email is... @yahoo.com. Listen, thank you again to my guests. Thank you, the audience, for listening tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. I think, you know, there was a lot of passion on the panel tonight. I think there was a lot of ideas.